Let's make it happen, Captain!
From deep inside the Death Star, I'm Larry Larson.
And I'm Gov Maharaj.
Welcome to Defrag. And it's a big day, Gov.
Oh, it's a big day.
Your computer looks a little bit different.
Yeah, it's changed its personality. It's evolved. It's come out of its cocoon, so to speak.
It's just rushed right into the 21st century.
It has.
And of course, you have...
Only on the inside. On the outside, it's squarely in the 20th.
Yeah. And so you've got Windows 8 on here.
I do.
We're using Windows 8 on the show now. Mm-hmm. And you had to buy a brand new computer and get all new hardware to run Windows 8? No. Talk about how old that thing is.
This machine I got off of eBay. Let's see... 2012, back in 2007.
So
this was designed for Windows Vista.
Yeah.
This is a, let's see, what are the specs on this thing? Sony Vaio. Two gig of RAM, 1.2 gigahertz.
How big a hard drive you got on there?
32 gig SSD.
Nice.
This machine runs Windows 8. Better than it ran Vista, better than it ran Win 7.
Yeah.
I installed it. I did nothing. There was no updates that had to happen. I didn't have to go to Sony's site and install anything.
Yeah.
It just worked.
Nice.
Just brilliantly. It just worked.
And for the record, we're taking Windows 8 questions. So send your Windows 8 questions to us. And
we're still taking
today.
Windows 7 questions.
Of course.
You know.
We'll take Zoom questions. Whatever you got.
Yeah.
We're open. All right. So first question from Dave. He says, Assist Internals desktop utility runs as a 32-bit process on Windows 7 64-bit. Is running 32-bit desktop utility on 64-bit OS a bad thing?
It's not necessarily a bad thing. Desktops really doesn't do... a huge amount of work that is 64-bit specific. So running as a 32-bit under WoW is perfectly fine.
Cool.
Especially since, you know, Mark hasn't written it for 64-bit.
Yeah.
Clearly there is not actually a necessity to do it.
He would do it if he needed to.
Yeah, exactly. He'd totally do it if he needed to. But it's like, why go through the trouble?
Yeah. Okay. Next question from Ken. He says, I'm having an issue. It's becoming worse recently, and a knowledgeable colleague suggested I send this mail. I bought a Dell Studio 17 64-bit PC with AMD processor while living in Germany 3 years ago. It came with Vista, but also with free Windows 7 upgrade, which I applied. I've kept any and all SPs up to date. The OS is in German about a year ago. All of a sudden, I started getting the message shown in the attachment. Indicating that samlib.dll either was not properly prepared or the file had an error. I was able to log in but not act as administrator. It was recommended that I try and re-register the file. I tried this to no avail. I was recently away on business for 3 months and didn't have this. My personal PC with me, when I got home, the battery was dead to the point that the machine would not start. I charged it up and attempted to log in. It appeared that it was going to work as before. The welcome splash screen came up. Yeah, take a drink, go. Can we shorten these questions? I'm going to start taking tweets. All right, so the welcome splash screen came up when I logged in. Then I got a message that the password did not match the user. On subsequent attempts, it sometimes jumps directly to the invalid password screen, and other times it does the same thing with the welcome splash screen as if accepting the password. But then after a number of seconds, Then after a number of seconds, jumps back to the invalid password screen. My thoughts right now are to remove the hard drive and recover the data and reinstall Windows. I've moved back to Canada from Europe. Cannot install the original Windows 7 disk, so I may need to buy another German copy online, but is there something other than that which you can suggest I try? I greatly appreciate it.
Crikey. Yeah, so let's condense that down, shall we? Vista machine, upgraded to Win 7, had some problems a year ago, is currently in a very, very awkward, painful state.
Yeah.
What would I do? Would I attempt to do anything with that machine, trying to keep the operating system as it was? No.
It's already wobbly.
It's seriously wobbly. There could be malware on it, that which caused the very initial issue to begin with, which could have also further compromised the system to allow other malware on the system.
Yeah.
You know, the hardware is probably good. You might need to replace the battery, depending, you know, if you hadn't charged it for that long.
What about a repair install?
Repair install might work. I mean, it could very well work quite nicely, right? For people that don't know, a repair install is really nothing more than an in-place upgrade.
Yeah.
now he's having problems logging in. Now, on consumer systems, the great thing is that you can log into safe mode administrator with a blank password. If you got this from an OEM, this is usually how they set it up.
Yeah.
So you log into safe mode, administrator, blank password. You should be able to get in, and then you should be able to do an in-place upgrade if you have the Win 7 DVD or a USB stick, you know, if you stick it on that. Given where we are in time, I would say back up the drive. If you want to keep the general hardware, great. Let's, you know, figure out how can we maximize the potential of this. If you're going to spend time reinstalling, right, even if you do a repair install, that still takes time, and you're not guaranteed that everything's going to be perfect in the end.
Yeah.
But if you're going to do some work with this laptop, you want to keep the laptop, you know, let's start looking at what additional things you can do. Maybe it's time, maybe the drive is going, which is what caused the original issue to begin with. I don't know. I can't tell you.
Yeah.
Given where we are, old machine, let's look at some upgrades, right? Some really cheap upgrades. Get an SSD.
Mm-hmm.
Get Win 8.
Yeah.
Throw it on there. If you're going to start from scratch, might as well go with something that is a little bit more up to date.
Yeah.
Up your RAM, check your battery. You might have to replace a battery.
Yeah. Yeah, I upgraded to SSD at home. The only upgrade that I made to my hardware, mm-hmm. and night and day difference.
It
so
is.
So much faster.
It's a great, great way of upgrading. It's a cheap way of upgrading,
yeah.
frankly.
Yeah. Excellent.
Remember,
right.
back in the day, the cheap upgrades was RAM.
Yeah.
You know, you just
yeah.
throw more RAM at it. But, you know, in the end, you got 32 gig of RAM, and you filled up all your slots.
Yeah. Yeah. Awesome. All right, next question. While organizing the start screen, I accidentally deleted desktop. How can I get it back on Windows 8? So if you go to the start screen, you can type desktop, right-click on it, pin to start.
I currently have it pinned to start, so.
Yeah.
But or if this would change to a pin to start if it was already deleted.
Yeah, hit start again. Go back to the. You can also right click anywhere that's not on a tile. Do all apps down the bottom corner, and should be listed there too. So either way, a couple of different options for you. Next question. I am a MSDN member, and today I went to see my downloads page, and I found a list of new versions to be downloaded of Windows 8. They have Windows 8, Windows 8N, Windows 8 Pro, Windows 8 Pro N, Enterprise, Enterprise N, blah, blah, blah. I know the difference between Windows 8 and Windows 8 Pro and Enterprise, but what's the difference with the N version?
The N version, it does not have...
Media player. And that's for the EU, so yep. It was a compromise that Microsoft made for... that. So there you go. So if you are anywhere else other than Croatia, you probably want to install just the Windows 8 version, Enterprise or Pro, either one.
I mean, if you get the one without media player, then you can download it separately,
yeah.
or get your own third party.
Yeah, it gives you an option, yeah. when you go
but
in there.
Why give yourself the hassle?
Yeah. Yeah, or, you know, install the one that's not N and V and VLC, you know, it's all good.
Right.
Next question, I think the size of the title bars and the title bars and the title bar text are too large in Windows 8 and Windows Server 2012. Also, the window border padding cannot be adjusted like it could in Vista in Windows 7, as the dialog has been removed. Is there anything I can do to make them smaller?
No, because... we've decided that we don't want that to happen anymore.
All right.
there are APIs that you can call to change it. You can check on MSDN. They've really always been there.
Yeah.
They're still technically available for Windows 8, but...
But there's not some option that you're just going to jump into
the
do
UI
that.
For it is not there anymore. You know, we've basically changed most of the personalization settings to be a little bit more consistent, not having to have too many options.
Yeah. So long and short of it, no, you can't. Next question. I ran an app which disabled transparency in Windows 8 and then crashed out, leaving my UI without transparency on Windows 8, but still transparent on the taskbar. I tried restarting to resolve the issue, went through the site, suggestions, enable transparency option, not available. How do I get this back? Well, this is a good one for a psychological experiment, because you actually never had it.
Yeah, you. So what you're probably thinking of was transparency as it existed in RP.
An Arrow.
Well, Arrow
Windows 7.
Arrow is still technically there. It's just the transparency that's not. So for Win8 RTM, we don't have the transparency. Yes, there is some bit of transparency left on the taskbar, but everything else is opaque. All the Chrome, the non-client area, what we call it, does not have transparency enabled anymore.
Yeah, and I was talking to Dan Fernandez at lunch about this yesterday, and he's like, yeah, but I got 10% more battery, or whatever, you know, how much more battery you have from not having Arrow. So there you have it. All right.
Frankly, I've never really seen the appeal of having a gauzy view of what's underneath a particular tiny portion of the title bar.
And
it's never appealed to me.
And you know where I stand on eye candy. So, next question. let's see. I have a Dell U2312HM 23-inch screen connected to my HP Envy laptop in extended desktop mode. Is there a way to get two Metro Windows 8-style UI applications run side-by-side, one app on each of the screens?
Wait for it. No.
Yeah. There you have it.
Not in this release. We know, or everybody should know, that not every possible feature can be implemented all at once.
Yeah.
We know the feedback. We've gotten the feedback. Not saying that it's ever going to change in the future, but we are definitely hearing what customers are saying about it.
They are cognizant of this.
Yes.
All right. Next question. I've seen the upgrade offer from Microsoft that allows upgrading Windows 8 from XP, Vista, and 7. I've already upgraded to the release preview. Do I need to downgrade first to upgrade to the final Windows 8? Can I upgrade to final Windows 8 if I did a clean install Windows 8 release preview?
There is no upgrade path from release preview to RTM.
Yeah.
Once you've upgraded, like you've taken your machine and you've run through an upgrade from Windows 7 to RP, you can't go back to Windows 7 in terms of like un-upgrading. That's not possible. Best thing to do, back up your data, clean install Win 8, RTM clean.
Do a WIM, pull it over, whatever you got to do.
Exactly.
But I think we've always been clear about this, is when you use one of these preview releases that you're probably going to be flattening your machine in the future. So, yeah, you want to do a clean install Windows 8. All right, next question. Do you know of any major software that works on Windows 7 but stops working on Windows 8? I plan to migrate some of these someday and would like to know what to expect.
So some of you may or may not be aware, I am part of the Windows compatibility team.
I've heard that. I've seen the emails.
So we have spent, you know, a great deal of time trying to make sure that everything does work. It was basically from Steven Sinofsky. He said, you know, everything that worked on Windows 7 will work on Windows 8. We have kept that extremely high bar for the entire release. Now, can we test everything on the planet? No, it's not possible. We can't do that. For major pieces of software, generally speaking, we do test it. We do our best to make sure that it continues to work. For software that we just don't know about, that you actually do know about, we have the Windows Compatibility Center. Right now, this is still on the release preview. Mm-hmm. It'll be updating to the production RTM site relatively soon. You can go and check, search for software, and it will tell you, or actually hardware as well, it'll tell you whether or not it's compatible either through our own testing or from the ISV and IHV saying that it is working and through additional research. So you can go check out this site, you know, plug in something, and it'll tell you whether or not it worked. You know, we have Adobe Reader X, it works, iPhones, iTunes, it all works.
Yeah.
Expect updates, you know, over the next few months as other software vendors and hardware vendors start updating their drivers, tweaking them to take full advantage of Windows 8 changes.
Sure. Excellent. All right, and we are up to pick of the week. And the first pick of the week, we've got two today, is H Plus on YouTube. And this is a new web series, Transhumanism, the Human Plus Condition. So they're going to have new episodes every Wednesday at noon Pacific Standard Time.
What is it that you liked about this specifically?
I like the UIs. I mean, everything about it was really cool. It's, you know, first of all, it's free. Mm-hmm. You know, it's on the web. You can watch it whenever, when you get to work. And it's kind of interesting. It's the premise of it is beyond cell phones to where everything is just kind of in your eye. So, mm-hmm. like, you know, the guy is watching the game at 5% transparency while he's driving, and the wife is chewing him out. Listen, I know how that is. Trust me.
And, it's kind of like the difference of, you know, back in the day watching documentaries on PBS versus watching it on, you know, Discovery Now, where, you know, it's a bigger budget. Things look a lot more glossy, a lot more engaged.
Yeah.
You know, that's what this kind of brings to the table, is it really engages you and gets your imagination going of, you know, what's possible, what is happening on the cutting edge.
Yeah.
And what is within our reach, you know, as human beings, what we are capable of doing.
It reminded me of Kramer on Seinfeld, where he was talking about, one day we won't even have cell phones, we'll just think and it'll be right there in your head. And that's what this is. And so it's a look at, I thought it was really interesting how people interact with UIs that are, you know, newy, completely newy. Like, you know, there is no, you know, button to grab or anything like that. So they're like doing gestures and clapping hands. It's just, it's really interesting to see what that kind of future might look like. So kind
of cool. Instead of leaning back in your chair, clicking on a mouse, you're actually having to expend calories and actually interact with your computer.
Yeah, and full screen must just look phenomenal when it's painting your eye like that. So that's pretty cool. And the second tip of the week that I've got is an excellent tip on Windows 8. This is from lalaninja.com, sent to me via Nick Hodge. Thank you, Nick. And it's how to make Windows X, the keyboard shortcut on Windows 8, do anything you want. If you don't know about Windows X, learn Windows X, understand Windows X, know Windows X. It's an awesome keyboard shortcut. Same thing as if you go down the bottom left corner and right click. But it gives you all kinds of different things that you typically used to find on the start menu, like, you know, control panel, run, search, file explorer, command prompt, blah, blah, blah. Everything's in there. This article talks about how you can add new things to that. So if there's something that you don't have, you can go through there and add something new to Windows X to help make things faster for you when you hit that. And if you scroll down even further, one of the comments in there, really good comment, that says, if you add the, what is that sign there? The and sign, I call it, but I think it's got an actual
ampersand.
Name. Ampersand. There you have it. So if you add that, it'll give you a key shortcut so hotkey. So you can hit Windows X and T or L or P or whatever letter you want, and it'll fire that off for you. So another really good shortcut there to make Windows X even better than it already is.
Yes, I mean, it's a lot more handy for those not quite frequent, you know, things that you would normally just pin to your taskbar. But some of the more esoteric ones that you need, like, every once in a while, you know, every week or something like that.
Yeah.
You really don't want it taking up real estate on your taskbar. It's actually really handy.
Absolutely. So that's the show this week. If you have a comment, you can leave it in the show notes, or you can email us at defragshow@microsoft.com. And we will go back and forth with you if you have a problem. We prefer email over the comments, but we will interact with you whatever way we can.
If you complain about Windows 8, I will read it, but I may not respond.
And try to send shorter questions. Come on, I don't want to be reading all day. Thanks for watching.